Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, even though the intro still said Blue Hair and Wisdom. I guess that we had a little bit of a, didn't get the new intro on yet, but everything else is the same. It's still the same show, just the name has changed. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. George Pratt about his book, Code to Joy, A Four-Step Solution to Unlocking Your Natural State of Happiness. Dr. George will lead us through the process live today on the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you an update on the past week. Yesterday was the kickoff of The Laura Longley Show on KKNW 1150 AM in Seattle. My guest was Dr. Pat Basile, and we had a fabulous and fun time. Those of you who have listened to Dr. Pat know that it's always a fun time when she's on the show or doing her show. If you didn't listen live, the archive is available now at thelauralongleyshow.com. I also did some on-air tarot readings during that show and did one for Dr. Pat too, so check it out. I had a wonderful weekend at the Northwest Women's Show. On Saturday, I did a special radio show broadcast to the women's show that focused on Dr. Pat's theme of called to shine, living an epic life is your birthright. I threw a 3-card tarot spread asking for guidance about how women of the world can embrace their own divine purpose and answer the call to shine. If you missed it, be sure to check the archives so that you can find out how to live your epic life. And on Sunday, I participated on a panel moderated by Dr. Pat, where we discussed the topic of being rich in all areas of your life and how passion and purpose play into this. And it was really fun to be a part of that discussion. But the most fun thing that happened at the Northwest Women's Show was a very unique experience that I'm going to share at the end of the show during the light bulb moment. And last but not least, as of March 1st, I'm offering a new service of intuitive counseling using tarot cards. I've always used my intuition when working with my counseling and coaching clients, and adding the element of the tarot helps really zero in on where to focus needs to be for you to get the most out of the session. So if tarot is of interest to you, check it out at lauralongley.net. Dr. George has been waiting patiently in the wings, so let me introduce you. George Pratt, PhD, is a licensed clinical and consulting psychologist in private practice in La Jolla, California, where he specializes in mind-body techniques, hypnotherapy, and performance enhancement. He's helped Super Bowl champs, Olympic medalists, professional athletes, top executives, Academy and Grammy Award winners, as well as thousands of people from all walks of life. His fourth collaborative book, which we're going to talk about today, is Code to Joy, A Four-Step Solution to Unlocking Your Natural State of Happiness. It's a veritable toolbox for retuning the way you manage your life. And Larry King says it's a brilliant formula for tapping into your highest potential. Let's welcome Dr. George Pratt to The Laura Longley Show. Hi, Dr. George.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am great. How about you?
Great. I love your energy, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the nice intro.
I get very energized doing the show. It's a lot of fun for me.
I can tell you're having fun. That's the way to do it. Do what you love.
Absolutely. I think that that is the key to it. The key to life is figuring out what that is.
That's
for you.
That's pretty much the book.
It.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Are we done now?
No, but it is very important. And that is true. And it's good to laugh, too. It's good to laugh.
Laughter is so important. I did... I don't think I shared this with you when we talked before, but I did a happiness coaching certification program with Robert Holden about a year and a half ago. And one of the things I learned in that is both smiling and laughing actually improve our mood. So even if you're not feeling happy, it helps you feel happy to laugh and to smile.
Oh, absolutely. And it actually changes the neurochemistry. And not only does, you know, when we do things that mimic how we want to feel, we really take our mood into our own hands, so to speak. And even research from Harvard indicates that when we want to, when we'd like to be more optimistic, which is related to this, as we act optimistic, we change our moods, and we change our own optimism and our own ability to create success. And in some of the research, they found that activating the muscles used for smiling, you can do that by holding a pencil between your front teeth, for example, and that actually can boost your mood because you're activating those muscle patterns of optimism. I mean, you can't go through the whole day with that, but
I did an 8-week workshop, a happiness workshop, a year ago, and one of the exercises that we did as homework was around smiling every hour. And again, it was just using those muscles. And it, you know, what I read about, it's like you have to do the kind of smile that crinkles your eyes in order for it to really activate. But yeah, you don't have to feel happy, and it still does the job.
It's amazing the capabilities that the human mind and body and spirit system have working together in alignment. And that's essentially what you and I both do.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, everything's all connected, right?
Everything is connected, and so are we. So all of us together. So that's how these wonderful things work together.
That's true. I mean, that's something where I've been focused recently, too, is how the energy that I put out into the world can affect the world as a whole. And obviously, we want that to be, you know, good, positive feelings that we're putting out there.
Well, absolutely. And that was one of the reasons for the book is, and it was nice that Larry King wrote the nice introduction for the book. This is the only one he's ever done. So we're grateful for that. He'd had me on the show 4 times. And it was either because he couldn't understand what the heck I was saying, or he probably felt sorry for me. He said, let me write the introduction to the book. But actually, he really likes the process. I had started working with some of his staff, and then had an opportunity to give him some demonstrations, and then we proceeded from there. So it's been great, and it's been a great vehicle to help people know that they can do wonderful things for themselves. So what the goal of the book is, essentially, we are essentially, well, you know, it's kind of a funny thing. Most people would think that if we got over our fears and worries and challenges and the problems we have in everyday life and losses, etc., that would directly lead to us being happy, and actually that's not the case. Many people that have had emotional or physical traumas, that will block them to being happy. We could understand that when something's significant, but we found out that having small things that might have gone undetected have a profound effect on us. And so the book is really a way for them to get unblocked and able to experience their natural state of happiness. And so we came up with a concept of a couple different concepts, but one of them being the flea and the elephant. The flea is describing our conscious mind, and the elephant is our subconscious mind. And those are two of the concepts we have in the book. And then the third component that we have in there is the body's energy system, the biofield. So when we combine the conscious, the subconscious, and the energy system that is within our bodies, whether it's the chakra system or the meridian system, or all of that together along with the energy system that exists around us, the biofield that has received a lot of attention recently. When you combine all those things together, we have some wonderful tools that help people clear themselves of both major issues, which we call asteroid strikes, and then more minor issues that can be very powerful, though, called microtrauma. So we've got these conscious, we've got these subconscious things, we got the other things that affect our body's energy, and so that's what we talk about helping people to take control of and clear. One of the things with the subconscious, for example, the relative power of the subconscious compared to the conscious mind, we now know from university studies that the ratio is 100 million to 1 in terms
of
the number of neurons that fire per second at the subconscious level, also called the unconscious, the subconscious level compared to the conscious level. So it's a 1 million to 1 ratio. The actual number is between 20 to 40 million neurons firing per second at the subconscious level to 20 to 40 neurons firing per second. So it's a
so obviously we want to be able to affect our subconscious or unconscious because if that's not on board with where we want to be or how we want to be feeling, then it's obviously going to override our conscious.
Exactly, Laura. And so think of it this way. So let's say if a flea is sitting on top of an elephant, and the elephant wants to go to the beach, and the flea wants to go inland, you're going to the beach, no matter what the flea tries to do.
Right.
So you need to bring the subconscious in alignment, and most people don't know how to interact. They're not familiar with their subconscious, how to get it to work in alignment with you. And so that's one of the things that's very exciting about the book, is tools to become in alignment and work together, your body's energy system, conscious and subconscious together. And you get a little flavor of that. I'm going to do a little ultra mini experience later in the show.
Yeah, we'll do that later in the show. For now, we need to take a break. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And after the break, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about subconscious versus conscious and what is the biofield. And Dr. George will share more with us about how to be happier. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show with Laura Longley. My guest today is Dr. George Pratt, who is sharing with us the ideas and tools from his book, The Code to Joy. But before we continue with the discussion, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Dr. George. So can you give us your contact info for the listeners?
Sure. My website is drgeorgepratt.com, drgeorgepratt.com. And actually, there's a free download on the website. It's a half an hour deep relaxation experience with ocean in the background, my voice. It's great for stress, worry, insomnia, discomfort. And just go to the website and download it.
Oh, that's great.
And then there's videos and lots of other things that explain what I'm talking about. And then we also have another website called CodeToJoy.com that has some free gifts too, and explains more about the book. And there's some videos there too. So,
and then the book is available.
Available at all the bookstores and Amazon, and it's available everywhere.
Great. So I just want to put out there, so people who are listening know, when we come back after the break at the half hour, then that's when we're going to do the little process that Dr. George is going to take us through, just so people are prepared for getting ready for that. So
we
that
won't
really
we won't have
focused.
People participate in case they're driving or
that's
flying.
Right. Yeah.
If you're the pilot, you want to.
If you're operating heavy machinery, do not do
right.
this.
Right. If you're a surgeon, disregard this. If you're in the
right,
operating
exactly.
room.
Exactly. Yeah. So coming back to what we were talking about before the break, and you mentioned the biofield in passing, and why don't you just say a little bit about what the biofield is?
Well, the biofield is the electrical activity in our body. We've known since Yale medical research in the 1940s that all living organisms have polarity, and then that information was built upon by a Dr. Robert O. Becker, who was an orthopedic surgeon here that was studying acupuncture in the United States. And his work on, he was working and studying salamanders and how they could regrow limbs and tails that had been lost. And he was trying to apply that technology to his patients when they'd lost tips of fingers, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And actually, his research did pay off. And actually, the work on polarity allowed him to invent the bone growth stimulator, which is used today in orthopedic surgery. If there's a site that is not healing properly or to stimulate growth, they will strap on or implant a magnet that reverses the polarity and stimulates bone growth. So it has lots of important applications, but we know that we are electrical. So if we're in the hospital, we have EKGs, EEGs, right, et cetera. We're electrical. We're like a copper top battery. But what happens is when we're traumatized or upset, that copper top battery can get flipped. And the earth is positive charge. Our feet are positive when we're properly aligned, and you can measure this. And then the top of the head is negative. When that gets out of alignment, it causes distress and people doing things that are counterproductive, et cetera. And so I'm going to give you a little correction for that during the process. Okay. So we are electrical, and actually the Soviets have had their body's energy measured during all their space flight. We haven't done that in our space program, at least that we're talking about. And we're kind of like a space suit full of energy. And so we can actually do some things with that, with the chakra system or with the meridians. My previous book was actually, this is a book kind of about how to find your bliss and how to make your life happier.
Uh-huh.
The previous book was Instant Emotional Healing, Acupressure for the Emotions, and that was how to correct problems, and it was using energy techniques. So learning about the body's electricity is just a, you know, it's so exciting and so positive. So we have these electrical systems that we can correct, and this is all in service of the reason that we did the book is we are trying to shift these underlying beliefs that we have about ourselves. So what happens is they get encoded usually in childhood, and they affect us for the rest of our lives. So up until about age six, we don't have much of a defense for them. If we're told that if we're criticized or bullied or neglected, or we're exposed to pessimism or intense negativity, we internalize this, and then we think we're bad in some way, or we're not worthy,
right,
or we're not capable.
Right.
And then from about 6 to 12, we have partial coverage, but it accumulates. So it's nice to know how to clear these things. I'll give you some examples. This was actually at a, I do a seminar once a year in Hawaii that includes swimming with dolphins in the open ocean, so it's kind of, it's pretty fun. But what happened is there was, I was doing live demonstrations, and there was a about a 20-year-old young lady at the beach with her father, who was in the seminar, and she said that she had a she's had a fear of water her whole life, and she said it was actually so bad that she couldn't drink water out of a glass.
Oh my gosh!
You can believe it? Yeah, it was horrible.
I said, wow.
It was amazing to even hear that. And so she had to use a straw. She had to do various things to compensate for that. Well, what happened was, you're probably familiar with, sometimes people will remember what happened. Sometimes it's kind of stuck in the subconscious.
Right, right.
So you can use some kind of neuromuscular feedback technique, muscle testing, and identify it. And there was something that was age three. I said, what happened? And her father said, oh my God, I remembered that I was holding her in the water and a wave came over her and she sucked in some water and she was crying, et cetera, et cetera. That was the issue. And so I treated her for the belief that she's not safe. And in that moment, and it took just moments, using the technique that I'll talk to you more about, and she actually went swimming with the dolphins.
Wow.
She had to have flotation equipment, but she got in the water, if you can believe this. She was just afraid she was going to drown, and she just felt that fear of vulnerability and lack of safety. And her family really had never realized the impact of that small event on her development.
Well, and that's, you know, what I was going to say is that, you know, something that as an adult, her, you know, her father probably thought it was pretty minor. Yeah, you know, it scared you a little bit, but it's over and you're safe and it's fine, right? And then to carry that forward.
And
for
so
all
these
that time.
Seemingly minor events, if you can think back at the beginning of the book, we have a personal inventory checklist that goes through common things we all experience, and if we were harassed or made fun of or weren't part of a cool group or we were picked on or our parents, we saw domestic violence or were teased incessantly, those are all issues that we want to clear. They might not be at the level that you'd want to see a psychologist, but they still interfere with our ability to be happy. And they're kind of like a dampening blanket. And we,
right.
In the book, we call it the fog of distress. If you think about, you know, this fog that kind of permeates all around us at times, you know, we're not unhappy, but we're not fully happy. If you think of the amount of fog that's in 1 acre of fog, 3 feet deep, how much water do you think is in that amount of fog?
A lot.
That's what I thought, too.
It's but there's less, not?
It's less than a glass of water.
Wow.
What happens, yeah. I had a pilot in the office. I had first worked with him on Skype and on the phone, and then he said, I want to fly in and see you. I said, well, my office is in La Jolla. I can still do this on the phone. He said, no, I want to see you. And he flew in, and he gave me a great example. He said, when I fly over, I'm down in the San Diego area in La Jolla, mm-hmm. and he said he would fly over Visalia, which they have sort of something in the inner valley areas of California and the agricultural areas, they have a very thick fog that causes accidents frequently.
Uh-huh.
He said I could fly over it and I could see through, they call it the Thule fog, I could see what was happening in the fog and I could see down to the ground. But when I would get ready to land, I would hit the fog and I could not see anything, but he was instrument rated. So that's mm-hmm. kind of like what happens. You're in the middle of these issues that have been with you for a long time, and you don't see out of it. You can't see
right.
a method out of this. I had a fellow who was trying to be more successful, and in working with him, we identified a belief that his father, who was a retired FBI agent, he was trying to strengthen him through kind of challenging him.
Uh-huh.
And even when he was like 7, he's saying, you're not going to be good enough. Unless you work harder, you're not good enough. And this became imprinted, and he kept thinking he wasn't good enough. And so he felt he couldn't make over a certain amount of money. When that trauma was treated, and we corrected that he is good enough, and he's worthy enough, his salary doubled in about a year. So it's those, it's these imprints that stay with us.
Right. And so we're going to go to a break here in just a moment. And when we come back, you're going to take us through a process that will help us learn how to deal with those things, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead and think about a little target in your life, something you'd like to
about
have.
About something we want to work on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Dr. George will walk us through the 4-step Code to Joy process and let you experience it for yourselves right now. So think about what you want to focus on. You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and I have Dr. George Pratt here talking about his book, Code to Joy, a four-step solution to unlocking your natural state of happiness. And earlier in the show, we've been talking about this four-step process, and right now, Dr. George is going to allow us to experience it and walk us through it. So I'm just going to hand it off to you, George, and you tell us what we need to do.
Okay, so I'll kind of explain it after we do it for 8 minutes.
Okay.
So just relax for a moment. If you're driving, don't listen to this. Just get it from the archives. So you're going to need to close your eyes for a few minutes. So just get comfortable. Make sure it's safe to do so. And I'm going to go 8 minutes here. So we've got it.
Okay.
So I want you to imagine, pick some kind of something that's bothering you. Let's say it might be sometime when you didn't feel safe or worthy or lovable. I mean, we've got seven basic self-limiting beliefs. Just pick something when you didn't feel, just pick a target of some sort, something that's bugging you a little. And I want you to imagine just putting this in a healing basket. And that's going to be our target for right now. And you're just getting a little taste of these things. And just to warm up, I want you to tap with both hands on the outside of your eyebrows. That's a little acupressure point, just to warm up. And you're going to tap firmly there on the outside of both eyebrows, thinking about that target. Can be a belief or an event or a family member teasing you or a challenge in your life. Kind of estimate where you are on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being very, very distressed, 0 being no problem at all. And now for just you normally do this for a few minutes, but now I want you to put your left ankle over your right, extend your arms out in front of you, right hand over your left, and just put your arms, your palms together. Essentially, we're turning you into a pretzel. So tongue to the roof of your mouth as you breathe in, relax the tongue as you exhale. This is a 2,000-year-old meditation, but it gets you electrically in whack pretty quickly. So you're just going to do that, and just tongue to the roof of your mouth as you breathe in, relax the tongue as you exhale. You're thinking of your target. Just tongue up, breathe in, relax the tongue, breath out, and just feeling relaxed. And just breathing. You see your healing basket in the distance. Just, this helps you to make sure your copper top battery is installed properly. And now I want you to just go ahead and, with your eyes closed, speak to your subconscious. This is, you'd be doing this in the future, and you'd be doing this for a few minutes. But let's just say you're going to name it friend. So friend, just bring everything into a healing balance to help you to feel more grounded, centered, trusting yourself, more worthy, worthwhile, capable, and sturdy and strong. And just breathing in relaxation, exhaling tension, just feeling lighter and brighter. And just breathing comfortably. Just feeling more grounded and centered, trusting yourself more, looking forward to the future, new possibilities. You can heal whatever you need to heal. And you do that for a few minutes. And then now, many of you are used to yoga. We're going to shift from that to just imagining crystal clear, pure, warm water coming down over all your energy centers in the body. Just imagine it over the top of your head. And as it pours over all of your chakras or energy centers, energy circuits, it's just cleansing and releasing any stuck energy in any of your chakras related to what you're thinking about. It's pouring over the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and minor chakras. Just letting the water pour over, release the stuck energy. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, circumstances associated with this, just releasing and letting go. And just relaxing, particularly around the heart, let's say. Imagine a pale emerald green to a brilliant emerald green, and just over your whole body, a pale white to a brilliant white, signaling the release of the stuck energy. You would do that for a few minutes. That's going to feel very good. And just as you're feeling this wonderful, warm, pure water pouring over you, you can just begin to imagine the issue floating away. And now I want you take your right hand and over your Pledge of Allegiance position, I want you to just rub that spot clockwise as though a clock is sitting on your chest facing out. And I want you to just rub the spot nice and firmly and just think to yourself, I really deeply accept myself. 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 And I really deeply accept myself. Just taking a nice, deep, comfortable breath, exhaling slowly, and just feeling yourself grounded and centered, and when you're ready, just opening your eyes comfortably, and that is about just a little over 6 minutes. And what you would do is you would find the issues in your life, target them, and then use a process that would use aspects of this. And there's lots of other techniques to choose from. I just did a little something. Yeah. So to clear these beliefs that get stuck in our subconscious and our energy system and our conscious minds.
So if we had all the time in the world, how long would you say typically that process would take someone to go through?
If you're working on an issue, I would say 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And once you clear it, when you clear it properly, even if it's a very significant issue, it tends to stay cleared. You might have a little homework that you might want to give yourself just in terms of a daily tune-up. That will make everything better in your life. I will tell you how powerful the techniques are. I mean, these are for common everyday issues, but I have used this for kidnap cases where they've been held ransom with a gun to the head every day for a month. So it works on the big issues too, plus common everyday beliefs that get stuck in our subconscious, like I'm not safe, or I'm not worthy, or I'm not feeling powerful, or I'm not lovable, or I'm bad, or I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it works. These are wonderful techniques to have literally with you at all times.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And what I love about it too is that you can do this anytime, any place, with the exception of, you know, operating heavy machinery.
Right.
That you know,
or
you
hosting a radio show. I mean,
True. Although I could do it while you were doing the talking.
Right, right. But you don't want to do that for the whole hour.
No,
it'd be
that's true.
Be a lot of dead air, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That would be a problem.
But it is great that you can really use it at any point. So I can imagine that it's, you know, if you're going into a situation where you know you're going to feel stress or anxiety, that you can use that to be more relaxed with it as well.
Absolutely. And just in fact, that one process that we was nearly at the beginning, tapping the outside eye position, which is gallbladder meridian in traditional mm-hmm. Chinese medicine, that has a direct feedback loop, we think, to the amygdala, the fight, flight, or freeze processing center, mm-hmm. and seemingly to very rapidly reduce stress hormones. If you are very stressed and you tap on those two spots for 4 minutes, you're going to be a lot more relaxed. And so that's a very, very useful tool. So at the end of a hard day, if you just go and rest, or you're reclining in bed and tap there, it's going to feel very good.
That's
then the
great.
Next technique, balanced breathing, the left ankle over the right, and then extending your arms out in front of your right hand over the left, palms together, interlocking the fingers, tongue up, breathe in, relax the tongue, breath down. That is, as I said, a 2,000-year-old meditation, but that actually, think of it as a battery recharge, and that is also a wonderful way to go to sleep, or to just take a little breather during the day.
And relax.
Yeah, many people that try to take a nap during the day, naps aren't such a good idea.
Right, but this is a good way.
This is very nice to do for a few minutes. It does rebalance you, and it's a wonderful thing to do before you've got a big, big event. Plus, rubbing the spot on the chest clockwise and just thinking, I really deeply accept myself
So before we get ready to take our next break, I want to give you an opportunity to once again let people know how they can find you if they want to get more information on the process and on the book itself.
The website is drgeorgepratt.com, drgeorgepratt.com, and there's lots of information and videos, and there's a downloadable for free half-an-hour stress reduction technique. And then we also have information on our other website for the book, codetojoy.com, with some free gifts on there, too.
Great. Well, thanks so much
for coming
on. And
there's also on YouTube. I forgot, there's a bunch of stuff that I've done on YouTube, too.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today and for walking us through that process so people could get a feel for what it is like and how it would work.
Laura, you are a dear. So nice to meet you. And best wishes to everybody. Blessings to everyone.
Great. Thank you. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share with you some of the fun and exciting things that are going on with my counseling and coaching practice in this week's Light Bulb Moment. So stay tuned.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out Seconds. Of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show. Today we've been talking with Dr. George Pratt about his book, Code to Joy, and he walked us through the four-step process that's outlined in the book. So if that felt interesting to you and you want to learn more about it, I really encourage you to take a look at his website, drgeorgepratt.com or codetojoy.com. And ways to get more information on happiness, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. On LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness, which is open to anyone on LinkedIn that you can join, and always my website, lauralongley.net. Well, I want to share with you something that happened for me at the Northwest Women's Show this weekend. On Sunday, I was at the show because I was going to participate on a panel that Dr. Pat was moderating, and I was there early, and at the stage at Dr. Pat's booth prior to the panel was Michael Shane, who I guess I should have looked up how to describe him, but what he does, I'll just tell you what he does. He does this thing called apportation, where objects appear in his mouth from, I don't know, some other realm or something. And they are, at least what I observed, they were gemstones. And I don't know if he has other objects of, or if they're always gemstones. But so there was this whole process around how this worked and, you know, how we could be sure that he wasn't, you know, putting them in his mouth when we couldn't see them, or that they weren't regurgitated from his stomach or whatever. Anyway, in the end, that sounded a little bit yucky, but at any rate, in the end, his, you know, he had all these gems that came out, and there were many, many small ones, very small ones. And then there were two pretty large ones. And one of the large ones was a citrine. And he said that it was for memory, improved memory, and what did he say? Acute mental processes. And he, that one was to go to someone in particular. And the way that it was determined who that went to was that there were these tickets like you get in a raffle, and he drew a ticket. And just like with doing the tarot cards, you draw the one that is meant to be drawn. Well, it just so happened that I'm the one who got that citrine, that large citrine that was for memory. And believe me, I need it. Being in menopause, my memory isn't what it used to be. But the part about it that I wanted to share with you and that leads into our light bulb moment was a couple of things. Number one, I never thought it was going to be me. I wasn't sitting there going, oh gosh, I hope I get that. I feel like I really need it, or I feel like I'm really meant to have it. I was not even really paying very close of attention. And it wasn't until after the number got repeated twice that I realized it was mine. And I'm like, oh, that, my gosh, that's me. And then after I received it and he said to me what it was about, and I went back to my seat, I realized that the ticket that got it, that was pulled, wasn't the ticket I was originally given. There were several other women standing near me and a friend, and they had to leave. And so they gave us their tickets, and I got one of those women's tickets, and that was the ticket that got this gemstone. And so it was like I was meant to have it, that even though I wasn't originally given the quote-unquote winning ticket, I was meant to have that gemstone. And so therefore, there was a way that I received the ticket that would allow me to have it and to have the experience or healing that went with it, which was this improved memory. And so I just felt like this was kind of a magical experience for a variety of reasons. And let me just kind of lay out why I thought it was magical and what you can do that will help to invite these kinds of magical or miracle. I don't know if I want to say miracle. That sounds like it's such a big deal. But anyway, these unexpected things into your life. And the first thing that you do that can lead to this kind of a result is to expect good. To expect that good things are going to show up in your life. And that doesn't mean that you have to know what it's going to look like. It doesn't mean that I would be sitting there going, oh, I expect I'm going to get this gemstone. It's just having an overall expectation that life is good and that you will receive what you are meant to receive and that it will be good. Don't try too hard. So again, I was not sitting there going, oh, I really want that. I hope I really get it. I have a feeling it's supposed to be me. I wasn't thinking about it in those terms at all. And so just let it be. Just let it go. Just be open to what does show up. And thirdly, pay attention. I almost missed it because I wasn't paying attention to what number was being called. And I mean, that's how much I wasn't even thinking about it was going to be me. But do pay attention. And this has shown up for me in other ways too, where I will notice that I've gotten a message from spirit in a certain way, but I almost missed it because I wasn't paying close enough attention. So pay attention. And last but not least, if it is meant to be, it will find you. I had to be given that ticket from someone else in order to receive that, but it happened. And it happened in the way that it was meant to happen. And so trust. Trust that what you are meant to receive in this life will show up for you and that it'll be good. Once again, I want to remind you that I have a new service I'm offering, which is intuitive counseling using tarot cards. And you can schedule either a 30, 45, or 60 minute session with me to do that. And it's a lot of fun. Plus, it is very helpful and informative. And if you go to the website, lauralongley.net, you'll see testimonials from people who have done it and the value that they got out of it. So take a look at that. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and of course at my website, lauralongley.net, or you can call me at 206-792-9912 if you want to learn more about the intuitive counseling. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. George Pratt, for sharing such great information and for doing that process with us live so that you could really get a flavor for how that would work and really how simple it is and that you can do it yourself. I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me on the first and fifth Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I will be talking with psychic Tori Hartman about enlightenment, love, and happiness. So tune in to find out how you can get more of all of those things. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.